You have released everything. This is perfect, or a fragment of the puzzle. Not a dangerous thing to provide.
We're talking about 400,000. The documents, the most detailed compendium of information about a war to have ever been released. I would not say the description of this material as a fragment of the puzzle is accurate. It probably covers 50% of all military operations that occurred in Iraq between 2004 and the end of 2009. It doesn't cover US Special Forces, it doesn't cover the CIA, it doesn't cover top secret operations, it doesn't cover the actions of the British government, it doesn't cover the actions of the Iraqis, except where they overlap with operations conducted by the US Army. And they do overlap. So for these second groups, we can see glimpses of their behavior. We can see glimpses of CIA activity, over 194 reports mentioning the acronym OGA, a typical euphemism for the CIA, other government agencies, sometimes used for the Defense Intelligence Agency. We can see reports about the behavior of the British, where they have overlapped with the US Army. And that that behavior, interestingly, although the overlap is not large and is infrequent, is more accurately reported on because the US Army is not reporting about itself. It's reporting about another group. And where the US Army reports on an even more distant group, the Iraqi Army, or the Iraqi police, the reporting seems to be even more accurate. And of course, when it's reporting on its enemy, well, we're not sure whether it's accurate or not, but certainly every wart that they can see is on the page.
Yes, question from the back, the gentleman in the dark blue jacket.
Thank you. Julian, David Lawyer, freelance. Just want to ask you, you talked earlier about the leaks being relevant to the truth. And I just wondered, two things. How long have you been holding on to the truth? And why was it this week in particular, perhaps, I think it was this Wednesday, when you decided and what was to release the truth?
As a matter of policy, we don't reveal when we receive something, because that may give away information that could be used to track down a source. That said, we have been working on this for some months, and the various Guardian Spiegel, New York Times also had this for some months. You sort of raise a sort of interesting question about who got this material when, and why did we do it differently this time compared to last time. Last time we had us and our three print partners, Guardian Spiegel, New York Times, and no one else involved in the equation. And that allowed something very interesting, which was to compare the coverage by these three prestigious organizations of exactly the same material. They started off at exactly the same point, but they ended up in different places. For example, the front cover of Der Spiegel was the Task Force 373 story, the US assassination squad. One of the US assassination squads in Afghanistan, which had been working its way down through a hit list I discovered in that material. A list of names. The Afghanis are unhappy about that situation because how do you get onto that hit list? Well, someone nominates you. Is there any judicial review process? No. Who can nominate you? Well, anyone connected to the US administration. That can include governors in Iraq who are having some political problem with you or some family problem and so on. So when that material came out, we could see that the Task Force 373 story, which was the front cover of Der Spiegel, and which was mentioned in a big story in The Guardian also, was completely absent from the New York Times. And in fact, I know that Eric Schmidt, the sort of principal